Washington prison officials have said a computer programming error led to the accidental early release of more than 3,000 inmates over 13 years. Documents obtained by public radio reveal that a decade ago, sentencing calculation errors plagued a major IT upgrade. As Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports, the situation highlights the complexity of Washington's sentencing system.
In July of 2005, the Washington Department of Corrections was 6 years into a troubled IT project. The upgrade to a new web-based inmate tracking system called Omni was behind schedule and over budget. An independent quality assurance report that month noted that half of the most serious defects in the Omni project related to Washington's complex sentence structure. Eventually, a new contractor was brought in, and Omni finally launched in 2008.
I want to look and see when he released from prison.
Today, Omni is the IT backbone of the Department of Corrections. Danielle Hedblum is with the agency's records department. She's demonstrating how the staff verifies the correct release date for an inmate who is prematurely let out.
And I'm going to do what we call a hand calculation because I want to find out what his new window is.
Hedblum says hand calculations are not always easy, especially when the inmate is serving time for multiple crimes. All sorts of factors come into play. Consecutive versus concurrent prison terms, credit for days served in county jail.
Oh, I forgot to apply his jail credits.
The rate at which the inmate earns time off their sentence for good behavior. The portions of the sentence that good conduct can apply to. Penalties for bad behavior. And the list goes on. Hedblum says verifying an inmate's date of release can, in the most complicated cases, take hours and 4 or 5 reviews to make sure it's correct.
It's very complicated.
In fact, Hedblum says Washington has one of the most complex sentencing structures in the country. Secretary of Corrections Dan Pachocki seconds that.
We're well beyond the days when you can put tick marks on a wall and know when you can get out of prison.
Pachocki says complexity is one price for having what's viewed as a progressive sentencing structure. He notes Washington has been ranked 42nd in the nation in its rate of incarceration.
I think we've been a state that's tried to be out in front on smart on crime, and I think we've made adjustments based on good science and good practice around the country. And when you add them up in totality, it's just a lot of change.
Changes made by the legislature, by voters, and by the courts. The Department of Corrections tracks changes to Washington's sentencing structure using a master spreadsheet. Over the years, it's grown to more than 3,000 lines and more than 60 columns of information. Pachocki says making sure all those changes get into Omni and tested for accuracy requires time and resources.
I don't know that we've been strong enough around the cost associated with implementing changes from an IT perspective or the amount of ramp-up time it takes in order to implement them in a comprehensive way.
Prison officials say the error that led to the early release of more than 3,000 inmates was actually a problem that was carried over from the old legacy computer system. It wasn't discovered until 2012 by a victim's family. But for reasons still unclear, it was never fixed by the department.
Unfortunately, I kind of saw this coming.
That's Democrat Roger Goodman. He chairs the House Public Safety Committee and used to be the executive director of the state's Sentencing Guidelines Commission.
The sentencing laws are so complex that a computer error was probably going to happen. The problem here is that once they found the computer error, they didn't do anything about it. So you know, that's a management problem.
Goodman says the only way to really simplify sentencing is to start over from scratch, not something he's advocating. Washington's last big sentencing overhaul was in the early 1980s. That's when the state moved from a parole system to fixed sentences. David Berner is a former prosecutor and law professor who helped write those sentencing laws. Today, he chairs Washington's Sentencing Commission.
Well, the purpose of sentencing is not simplicity. The purpose of sentencing is to impose just punishments.
Berner says people can debate what just punishment is, but he cautions against simplicity in sentencing for the sake of simplicity.
It's law, and law is complex.
So if not hash marks on the cell wall, how do inmates track their sentences?
You have to invest in a calculator.
That's former inmate Bob Davis. He was serving a sentence for assault with a deadly weapon when the Department of Corrections accidentally let him out a few weeks early. Davis says he has a handout from the department that tries to explain how release dates are calculated.
It's like hieroglyphics. I mean, it's like you need somebody to translate for you because it really doesn't make a lot of sense on how they do it.
And Davis is a former general contractor with some college education. The average inmate only made it to 10th grade. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.